Midday 180 delivered by Ed Lee's Barbecue. Doug Matthews joins us in about 15 minutes, but right now, pleased to be joined by Titans tight end Jonnu Smith back on the program, having an outstanding season. Jonnu, great to hear from you, man. Hope you're well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Good to hear from you, too.
How cool is it to have Thanksgiving Day off tomorrow?
Yeah, man, it's really cool. Get to, you know, relax with the family, man, and, you know, just, you know, take some time. You know, to be thankful, for, man, for the things you take for granted at times, man. Really focusing on that, you know, it's awesome.
Is that a player vote, or does Vrabel come in and tell you that you're off?
Nah, that was definitely Vrabel, man. Vrabel is definitely a player's coach, man. You know, played the game not too long ago, man. So he knows, you know, he knows what we're thinking. So, you know, I guess he was all on the same page with that one.
League has mandated Mondays off. You think he had to wiggle there in order to readjust the week?
Yeah, you know, we didn't. We had to come in Monday, so I guess it was like a give and take, you know, like, okay, we're coming on Monday. We usually have that day off, but we came in, got some work done. We got some work done yesterday and today, and then, you know, we kind of, you know, we're on tomorrow and, you know, get back to it.
When you managed to work with Ryan Tannehill in Florida during a lot of the COVID shutdown, many of us really circled that and said that this could have real meaning for these guys during this season. And your touchdown number certainly suggests that it did have real meaning. How much of what you guys have been able to do together do you trace back maybe to having some roots in that Florida work?
No, absolutely. I think a lot of it has to do with that. You know what I mean? Just building a, you know, chemistry and, you know, the trust between one another and, you know, just growing, you know, as teammates. So, I think that, you know, definitely had a great impact on, you know, how things are going in the season right now.
Jonnu Smith, our guest, you can follow him on Twitter at easymoney_81. Seven different players have 100 yards receiving in a game this year. You haven't reached that plateau yet, but we mentioned the touchdown numbers. The ball is coming out to a number of different receivers in this offense. What does that signal to a guy like you in the passing game?
It's a lot of guys that can make plays in this offense, man. And that's, and, you know, when you read me that stat, I wasn't surprised at all. You know what I mean? I can't name all those guys, man, but I believe it. Trust me, man, I believe it. Just because we've got so many guys in this offense that can make plays. And, you know, that's, I mean, for me just hearing it, I'm like, wow. So imagine what, you know, defenses are thinking.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So they like, you know, anybody has the ability, you know, to take over a game, you know what I mean, or be a game wrecker. So it just created a lot of opportunities for different guys in this offense.
Better layup celebration, you or Tannehill?
Nah, definitely. I don't know, man. I don't know. You know what I mean? That one was up in the air. We both kind of got a little heat for that one because I got popped in the air. And he came down on his leg bad.
Yeah.
I guess he kind of made up for it last week with the two-point conversion. So, man, he the quarterback. We'll take it easy on the QBs, man. He went up right now. So.
He really didn't put much into this last one.
Yeah, no, I feel like I definitely got more height. I definitely got
yeah,
more
you
height.
Did.
If you see my feet off.
But you didn't go with the finger roll, though. You didn't release the football.
I did, and if you look close, I did like a little Euro step, a little James Bond Euro step. If you look a little closely, so.
Hey, speaking of hoops, how is it surreal? So your favorite player is LeBron, right?
Come on, man, all day.
It surreal that he's tweeting about your team after the game?
I mean, yeah, man, it's like, I've been watching LeBron. LeBron came into the league when I was 2003, right? So check this out. 2003, I was in the third grade. I was about 8 years old. So this guy has been, I've been a fan of this guy ever since then. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted his shoes when he came out since I was in the third grade. I was 8 years old. And it's to him be my favorite player, you know, ever since around that time. And then now just see him being a fan of the team, you know what I mean?
Like, yes,
it is surreal, man. But, you know, when I've always believed, man, you know, not saying that, you know, I don't know if you guys ever heard the phrase, idols become rivals. You know what I mean? And, that I'm not saying that LeBron James is my rival, you know what I mean? In any way, shape or form, but I'm just, I'm saying that to say, you know, you work hard enough, man. You want to get to a point where those people that you idolize are recognizing you. You know what I mean?
And that's, sure.
That's just how I wanted to put it.
So the locker room life, as we know it from open locker room time in normal years, you guys hang out, you joke around, you're getting ready or you're cleaning up. you're between meetings. Does that exist anymore? They don't want you guys in there en masse anymore. What's the locker room like now in terms of opportunities for that, like, full team camaraderie?
Yeah, I mean, it's different, man. It's totally different. You know, it's not what we used to. You know, the rookies coming in this league, man, they probably look like, what the heck is going on? You know what I mean? But, it's a lot different, man. And, you know, it's a lot different all over the world. You know what I mean? And, we just gotta, adjust to it. You know, unfortunately, we're not in the greatest of times, man. 2020's been rough, but, you know, we're here and, you know, we gotta adapt. You know what I mean? We can't lull to extinction. You know what I mean? So we gotta continue to adjust and adapt. You know what I mean? That's a little Arthur Smith phrase right there. He always talk about how, you know, adjust to the dab, you know, you wind up becoming extinct. You know, I guess that's something I'll throw out there. It's kind of corny, but I'll put it out there. So
you memorized it, though.
Yeah. So are you only in there for short periods of time and usually not with a lot of other guys?
Yeah. So it's you know, it's different. You know, guys can't, it's a certain amount of guys that can be in the locker room at a time. You got it. You can't eat in the cafeteria. It's a lot, man. What else? We can't, you know, we got, you know, always, of course, wearing your mask everywhere you go. Got to have your trackers on you. You know, just, you know, and they taking precaution, man. They're not playing around with this thing. So, you know, we definitely just trying to, you know, make sure we're on top of it. So, we can keep this thing under control as possible, because you can't get rid of it. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, that's, we're not at that point yet. But until then, you know, we just gotta, you know, try to control as much as we can.
Jonnu Smith, our guest. So with your production up, are the number of tweets up for people that tweet you about fantasy football production?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Every time I check Twitter, man, it's a lot of, you know, fantasy guys on there, man. And, you know, I appreciate the love and the support, man. And, you know, it's funny because 1 week you're like, you know, you're the greatest tight end ever to exist. And then next week, you know, they want to throw you in the trash can. So you just got to love it, man. You just got to love it. And just take it, man, with a grain of salt. You know, the story is never as good or bad as it seems, man. So you just got to stay even keel. But, yeah, much love to all the fantasy players, man. They make the game fun. You know what I mean? It's funny. They are a huge part. I've learned that they are a huge part, man. Fantasy football generates a lot of money. And, I guess it's a good thing for sports, man. So I've never been a fantasy player. I'm never going to be a fantasy player, but, you know, they enjoy it, man. It's something that another way that the fans can, you know, really get to know the players and interact with the players.
How about the contract question reminders? I'm sure you, aren't thinking about it and want it back of mind, but I imagine a peek at Twitter and you're quickly, reminded that that's looming.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, it's no elephant or, you know, it's no secret, you know what I mean? You know, it's my going into my free agent year and, you know, that's coming up. So can't ignore that. But, you know, what I can tell you is that, man, I'm coming here every day to, you know, from to help this team win. And, you know, honestly, I believe that once you do your part in that, man, you know, things just fall into place for you. Great things happen, man. And, you know, everybody gets taken care of at the end of the day.
How do you stay on the field this week against Indy with some of the three and outs and other factors that happened on that Thursday night football game a couple weeks ago?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What's the difference that needs to take place this week against Indy's defense?
Oh, man, we just gotta be, we gotta be sharp on our details. You know, with some things that, you know, it's funny because, you know, with some plays here or there, that we felt like, you know, really, you know, determined the game, and that's just because, you know, we weren't precise on the details. We just didn't play great, you know what I mean? And, you know, against a team like that, you know, the caution. So we just got to continue to come out, you know, sharpen our details, fly around, you know, play Titans football, and I think we'll be just fine.
What do you consider to be the best block that you've set this year?
The best block that I've set this year? Oh, come on, last week, man, that was me and Jeff Swain, man. We, you know, had a, you know, kind of combo block, to a DB. And, you know, that was the game winning block.
Yeah, the overtime run.
Yeah, an overtime run along with, you know, a lot of other guys, on the and I mean, it may not have been my best one, but definitely was my favorite one, man, to win that game, to be a part of that play, and to see D-Hen take that thing to the house.
When you catch
overtime and close it out, man, that was definitely by far my favorite one.
When you caught that touchdown pass early, in the same area where you caught the touchdown pass in the playoff game, do you immediately think of that moment? Like, do you put two and two together that it was the same corner of the end zone?
I did. I came back to the sideline, and my coach told me, like, yeah, that's your corner, man, right there. And I just realized, and I was like, well, I guess so. You know what I mean? But, I guess a little deja vu happened right there, man.
Degree of difficulty was a little easier on this one.
A little easier on this one. This one was easy catching, throwing catch.
Jonnu Smith has been our guest. Hey, man, keep up the great work. You going into Week 12, the production numbers are outstanding.
I appreciate it.
And you're a big part of this offense, going for touchdown number 9, maybe more, this week against Indy.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.
Catching up.
All right.